grab a hold of the rope, lift the canoe up over the edge, and let it roll.
Our shuttle driver, Marty, helps us unload as we gear up for a day trip from Bridgeport to Whitewater.
We might get a little water later on this afternoon.
We'll be traveling down a river corridor with rich riparian habitat, home to a fair amount of the protected Colorado hookless cactus, a population of desert bighorn sheep, and other unique wildlife and vegetation. Private agricultural lands also stretch along the riverbanks.
So we're sort of putting in along here, so that's private property across from us. And then we'll make this turn.
Janice Shepherd with the preservation group Great Old Broads for Wilderness shows me her hand-drawn map of the river. This NCA is one of just 16 across the nation and three in Colorado. Encompassing nearly 210,000 acres, it's a mixed bag of state, federal, and privately owned lands. NCAs are unique in the world of public lands management. They're a multi-use system where sensitive biological resources are just as valuable as grazing rights, hunting and sports shooting access, primitive recreation, and cultural landmarks. The BLM recently said it would keep taking public comments on its draft resource management plan for this area through September 23rd. When it's adopted, that RMP will replace two separate plans from the late 80s that the NCA has been working under since it was designated in 2009.
I've been working on this plan since I started.
Andy Windsor is the BLM's outdoor recreation planner for the NCA. He says BLM plans are usually either focused on developing or conserving natural resources, but not so with this one.
In this plan, we tried to come up with a little different approach, and what we came up with was kind of a management approach with emphasis.
He explains a few of the proposed options for this new management plan.
One of our alternatives focuses on a natural processes kind of management style, and so we wouldn't be doing a lot of active stuff. One alternative, very conservation-minded with a lot of active management of resources. And then one of our alternatives was very recreation-focused.
With all those ideas in mind, the BLM developed its preferred alternative, which couples what the agency calls ambitious conservation goals for vegetation and habitat with an increase in acres available for grazing. But really the gist of the preferred plan is that it's a balance between four other proposals, some primarily conservation-minded, some focused on recreation access.
Right at the end of that bench is where we're going to actually pull up our canoes and get out. There's a campsite. We're going to get out and check out that campground and talk about some of the recreational issues on the river. And there's also the old narrow gauge railroad remnants in that area, so we can kind of talk cultural. And there's also some hookless cactus, so we can talk about endangered species too.
And some tammies.
Joe Newhoff of the Colorado Canyons Association is our de facto guide for the trip. Most of the day's conversations had across canoes are focused on those issues he mentions, and our 18-person group is comprised mostly of people concerned with maintaining the pristine feel of the NCA, environmental stewards from groups like the Conservation Center, Western Colorado Congress, and Conservation Colorado.
The riparian corridor along the river here is by far the biggest and best developed riparian resource in the whole NCA.
Steve Boyle is on the NCA's Resource Advisory Council.
As you go through along here, you'll notice various ways that the riparian resource down here has been impacted through the years by human activity.
He says the drying out of the West has also had its effects on the NCA, pointing to the tall cottonwoods that give boaters one of the few shaded campsites along this stretch of the Gunnison.
Cottonwoods need to have their feet wet all of the time. There's no way that cottonwood trees are ever going to germinate again here because we don't have floods anymore.
He says areas like these are essentially doomed without human management. While most everybody on this trip agrees that conservation is key, they're also aware that managing such a large area with such a diversity of uses and resources is all about balance. Newhoff gives an example.
If you want to see hookless cactus, this is a good place to go walk up and see it. You know, if they're going to do any type of trail building or activity out here for recreation, they need to consider what the impacts are on the Colorado hookless cactus. So just an example of this is kind of cool because you can see the layers coming together right here a little bit.
According to Katie Steele, the chair for the NCA's Resource Advisory Council, the public has been much more involved with the future of these lands than they normally are. She says public meetings over the past 2 years, the kind that usually draw around five people, have seen 40 or 50 show up. That's maybe just because this NCA dips into three counties, but it's also a sign that this type of conservation strategy is gaining traction. A Friends of Northern Dolores group has been formed to try and establish an NCA for that area as well. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.